Welcome! You are listening to the Humans of K-Park podcast, produced and created by student journalists for KP Media. Each episode will feature a different student or staff member, each of whom will bring their own unique experiences to share.
Welcome to Humans of K-Park podcast. I'm Sienna Blocker, and I'm here with Junior Marshall Burke. We're going to talk about his experience working on this year's Tiny Home. How and when did you get involved in the Tiny Home project?
Well, in eighth grade, I signed up to be in Principles of Architecture, and I wanted to join the Tiny Home ever since in middle school, so I joined into that those classes. So I built up my freshman and sophomore year, and then junior year, that's when my first class of the Tiny Home began.
Okay. What has been your role on this year's house?
Well, basically, my role, I just follow the leader of this tiny home. His name's Carter, and, like, I'm his assistant, kind of, so whenever he needs anything, like, I go get it, and I'm, like, learning from him, I'm watching him, so I know what to do next year.
Okay, what has been the highlight so far of the building this year's house?
Well, it's cool learning all these, like, new things, and some of my friends are in the class, so that's also cool, like, that experience with them.
What is a typical day like during class for you?
Well, we get out there, we get all the stuff out, the ladders, the tools, put the batteries in, set everything up, and then so there's always like a project we're working on. So right now, I go to the tiny home, I'm working on the roof, so I go to the section of the house I'm working on, and I have a partner, and we just start working on that, and we just do that for the full 2 hours we're out there, and it could be any project, but that's basically how our day goes.
Okay. What's something that you didn't know before doing this project, like that you learned something so far?
I've learned so much, just like all the tools, like learning all these new things about building a house. Like, I never knew all these, like, things. Like, I couldn't name anything specific, but I've learned a ton.
What interests you about this? Like, what's the most interesting?
Well, I really like to do my hands-on. Like, I like to get my hands on things and work on things. But so far, building the roof was probably the coolest thing, because there's, like, it's so, like tiny little things that you need to know. And it's very peculiar on how you need to build that.
Do you plan to study this in college?
Like, yes.
Why?
Well, it's just something that interests me. Like, I've always wanted to do this. I always like hands-on activities. So, yes, I would like to go into engineering or some sort of construction.
Okay. Who has helped you the most in Tiny Homes class, and, like, what ways have they helped you?
Well, Miss Taylor, she's a really good inspiration. She knows all these things. She was in architecture firm, so she knows all these tiny little tips and tricks. And then Carter, which he's so smart, he does all these cool things that, like, you would never think of, like, tiny tricks, and watching him has helped me a ton.
Okay. How do you balance your time with tiny homes and baseball?
Well, it depends. I have tiny home third and fourth period. So I go out there, do that two hours, and then in fifth period I have baseball, right? So I go into that, then go into baseball. But after school, during off season, I would get my tiny home things done, then I would go to the field. But during season, I can't do that. I just have to go straight to the field. So it just depends on what season I'm in.
Okay. What made you more want to become next year's lead in architect?
Watching Carter do all these cool things. Like, I've always, like, wanted to design a house. So getting the opportunity to do that, I couldn't pass it up. And I've watched the past 4 years of them making these houses, and that's something that I wanted to do. So I asked Miss Taylor, and then she said I could, so I'm starting to design in the house.
Okay. What have you done already? Like, what have you done for next year's house?
Me and Miss Taylor have starting writing the design down and, like, getting a floor plan, how the house is going to look. And that's all. But when we get this tiny house done, we're going to go deep in depth to the design of the house and all the tiny things that we need to look at.
Okay. So what do you think will be the biggest challenge, like, of you being in charge?
This is going to be a lot. That's what I'm nervous about. But I think the plumbing is going to be really hard because that was really difficult for us this year. I need to know how to do that. And without me, me leading myself is going to be difficult because normally I have someone to look up, like, to help me and, like, lead me. But I'm worried about just leading myself and knowing what to do to the house.
Okay. What have you learned so far from working with Carter Bennett this year? Or this lead this year? Like, what have you learned from him?
The tiny tips and tricks that he just always does, like, he's so handsy, and watching him do all these handsy things, it's like gave me ideas. It gives me new things that I know that will help me. I can't name anything particular, but.
So what do you think will be the best thing about being in charge?
It's a good question. I don't know. Just designing the house, that is going to be cool. I don't know, though.
So what will you miss the most about this year's building team, like, when this year's over?
I'm going to miss Carter. I'm going to miss all the seniors. It's a good experience to build with them and make friendships.
Okay. Is there anything you want to add?
No. I love Tiny Home. It's a really fun class. And I'll never forget building this house. Like, it's one of the coolest things of my high school experience.
Okay, that's all. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to the latest episode of Humans of K-Park. Stay tuned for the next episode coming soon.